Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Forever Dog.
Look! In the distance! Above the horizon! Is that a lightning bolt?
No!
Is it some sort of shooting star? Or comet?
No!
It's Captain Laserbeam!
Science of 100 lasers.
Ooh, it's Captain Laserbeam.
What gives him power? Is it all those lasers?
Ooh, it's Captain Laserbeam.
He will be right on time.
Anytime a criminal crimes a crime.
Cause he's handling love.
With the laser beams, he is the captain of. Who's that dispensing justice via lasers?
Ooh, it's Captain Laserbeam.
Where did he get his name? That's right, Laser.
Ooh, it's Captain Laser. Ooh, it's Captain Laser. Ooh, it's Captain Laser Beam.
Salutations, Junior Adventure Conteers, and welcome again to legendary Apex City, home to that high-flying scion of science, Captain Laser Beam. Tonight's episode, Two Lights Make a Wrong. We begin at a press conference at Apex City Town Hall.
And that's why we formed a Laserbeam Inc., a collection of vetted and certified local superheroes, each of whom officially bear the mantle of Captain Laserbeam. I will now open the floor to questions.
Hildy McDare of the Apex City Yowler.
Love the Yowler.
Captain Laserbeam, if you're going to be protecting Apex City, isn't it only right that we know who you are under that mask?
Well, I wish I'd... It's a helmet! And I wish I could disclose my civilian identity for your reader, Miss McDare, but that could put my loved ones in danger. And I have lots of loved ones. Also, I own a very popular falafel place in town, and I would hate for any of Apex City's villains to visit it. In a non-customer capacity, I mean.
Is it Falafel-y Breaded Wife?
No, my place doesn't double as a chapel.
Is it the falafel truth?
As I said, my place is very popular, so no.
Fenton biscuits are the Little England Times Derby.
Hello, chap. Love the Times Derby.
Is it the acts of the falafel?
It is not. My restaurant is non-denominational and welcomes Apex citizens of all religious beliefs and non-beliefs. Also, it's popular, man. Leaping laser beams! That is what I think it is. The Adventure Couture Distress Call! Broadcasting on a frequency only I can hear! Thanks, laser hearing! I'd love to continue this super, super fun press conference, but if the Adventure Couture's are calling, it means serious trouble in Apex City. And It is for precisely that reason that Laserbeam Inc. exists! So long! And, don't forget to stop by my little chicken a pea for a 2-for-1 tabbouleh salad this weekend. Okay, so long! And away!
Captain Laserbeam flies faster than 1,000 hummingbirds to the Adventure Gateer Clubhouse!
No malice can evade their sight. No crime escapes their ears. They hear, they see, they report to me. Captain Laserbeam's Adventure Cateers!
Captain Laserbeam!
Hi. Just what evil lurks, my young chums? Has the boa constructor stole more birds from Apex City Zoo for her nefarious neckwear?
Worse!
Did the wrong shoreman erroneously anchor in Apex Harbor again?
Worse.
Don't tell me that Harry Elefante is wreaking poliferous psychodermic calypso chaos, aided and abetted by his crooning cohort, Elephants Gerald.
Worse!
And no.
What could be worse, kids?
You know how I'm the second best catcher on our school's baseball team?
Of course, and when Mimi Harvell Bognano graduates, you'll be the first best.
If Mimi Harvell Bognano graduates.
Well, I heard Mimi has gotten tutoring.
I heard that her mom greased the wheels with Principal Randolph.
Now that's not fair, Hannah Jean. Everybody goes to Harvell Automotive to have their tires greased. Sheila Harvell even services the Lasermobile. And darn it if the Lasermobile doesn't have the slickest treads in all of Apex City.
I am the subaquatic darkness. I am the abyssopologic layer. I exert the pressure of justice on the metazoic creatures who lurk in the deep. I am...
Philip Fathom, the deep sea detective!
Oh my gosh, really? This is like huge for me. I'm your number one fan.
I guess that makes me your number two fan. Second best again for old Valencia Chen. Yeah. And I don't foresee you graduating anytime soon, Captain Laserbeam.
No, of course not. I mean, from what even?
You can both be my fans. You don't have to rank everything.
I mean, but if we
Which
were...
you don't have to.
I mean, but if we...
That you don't!
Okay. Anyway, I'm over the moon to meet you, Philip Fathom. Obviously, I knew you were real from the laser library files that we all get to see.
Huh. Have you seen those files, Valencia?
Of course not. Have you, Hannah Jean?
I mean, I haven't not seen them.
Only certified members of the Laserbeam Inc. get to see those files.
Mostly just certified members of Laserbeam Inc. and their secret junior organizer.
You lie, Hannah Jean.
I truth, Valencia.
Is there anything about my parents in those files?
Just that they died at sea.
They did! Anything else?
No, nothing else. Do you have any information to add?
No. But let me see if I have my facts straight. You started as a middling adventure kateer, got powers, middled as an incidental hero, the tooth psychic called the Dentalist. Your powers faded. You moved to Bestopia where you sold cheese pleasums until a battle that Piano Man and Captain Jack waged against Smarticus and Snow Angel destroyed your business and brought you a brush with death that led you to ask, who am I really? And the answer was, Captain Laserbeam.
Wow! I gotta say, I thought you were a literal legend.
He is a literal legend?
No, literal. It means situated on the shores of the sea.
I'm both!
Well, you'll get no argument from me. Hey, are we teaming up? Is this a team up, me and Philip Fathom? Oh, I wish you could see how big I'm smiling under this helmet.
I know how big you're smiling.
Oh, it's bigger than you're imagining.
I couldn't possibly be. I know exactly the size of your smile
okay,
right now.
Okay, it's getting smaller, really.
Which I also know. Just like I know that Valencia is the second best catcher on the Apex High JV baseball squad.
When you say it, it sounds like you're rubbing it in.
There's nothing wrong with second best, Valencia. Just ask Captain Laserbeam.
It's true. Being number two gives you something to aspire to.
Yeah, Valencia. Like, I aspire to you cleaning up this clubhouse once in a while.
Don't aspire me, Hannah Jean. You're only Adventure Couture President Pro Tem.
Oh, for now. I'm good at mudslinging.
Well, you see? Presidency! There's something you aspire to, Hannah Jean.
Oh, I don't want to be just Adventure Couture President.
Good, because you don't have my vote.
Good, because I don't need it.
I aspire to justice. Oh.
Same! Team up time! Valencia, Hannah Jean, weren't you telling me something about some evil afoot?
I already know about it! Valencia's the second best.
Yeah, we all know!
Catcher on the baseball squad. Thus, she spends an excessive amount of time on the bench.
I mean, she is, like, married to the bench.
I am not married to the bench! It's not even my type.
Today, while Valencia was waiting to enter the game, an opportunity that never arose. She noticed that this year's trophies were being engraved in the squad's clubhouse.
Mimi Harvel-Bognano went all 9 innings. Even after she got beamed by a pitch, Coach Brancaccio didn't put me in.
I heard Mimi Harvel-Bognano was concussed.
Oh, tough kid.
She's president of my investigateens, you know.
For now.
Ha! Wait, was there something odd about the trophies, Valencia? Other than the fact that they were being engraved on school grounds and not at the leading etch house in the city, the Apex Engraveyard?
This is what she's been trying to tell you!
Yeah, Captain Laserbeam. See, this engraver who was engraving the trophies wasn't using any kind of special tool. He was doing it by shooting lasers from his own hands.
Not laser gauntlets, but hands?
Yeah. That's why I called you, Captain Laserbeam. It seems like your old enemy, Laserblade, is back in town.
My second most nefarious foe.
Oh, Valencia, it sounds like you'd love him.
That's come on.
I would not.
Why, because he's not a bench?
No, because he's a villain.
Listen, the Laserbeam ink files showed that Laserblade was rehabilitated and moved to a farm where he could run free with other people who'd been experimented on by Canada's nefarious Weapon L program.
Sometimes rehabilitation isn't a possibility, Captain Laserbeam, whether it's about ridding the city of evildoers or securing a power nexus among various integral pubescent groups. Sometimes you just need to take more radical actions.
That's why I'm here. Lasers are no match for other lasers.
Leaping laser beams, you're right! That's just fighting light with light!
Apex City needs you, Captain Laserbeam. As much as she needs me. Light and dark, fighting alongside one another.
Like a chocolate and a vanilla half and half cookie, but fighting instead of being eaten.
What would Apex City be without you, Captain Laserbeam?
Oh, that's something you never need to worry about. Not as long as I'm around. Come on, Philip Fathom. Let's show Laserblade exactly how the cookie rumbles. Want me to carry you, Princess Dale? You're already gone. Okay, see you there, I guess. So long! Hit away!
Don't think I didn't hear what you said, Hannah Jean.
You think I care if you heard, Valencia? Blab all you want. Tell Mimi Harvel-Bognano that I'm coming for her. Tell the president of Dreamgirls Hallucination I'm after his spot. Tell the czar of Absolute Heroes Ice Brigade that she's about to be sent out into the cold by me. No one will listen to someone who's only second best.
I think you misunderstand my intention. Hannah Jean, you are going to need someone watching out for you as you consolidate power among the heroes' cliques of youthful boosters. Someone your enemies wouldn't expect to be on your side. Now, I don't know what your ultimate plans are, Hannah Jean Gallucci, but whatever they are, you are going to need a capable number two.
Why, Valencia, you just became the second most interesting person in this room.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine.
With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Meanwhile, at Laser Blade's lair, which is apparently the equipment shed at Apex High School.
Hey, Mickey. Thanks for helping me organize these trophies. A lot of people wouldn't be comfortable working alongside someone like me.
A Canadian?
No, sorry.
A cranky guy?
I'm not cranky. Sorry.
You mean an ex-con who shoots lasers out of his wrist without the aid of any kind of bracelet-like enhancement?
I meant someone so disorganized.
Oh, it's no big deal. I mean, I'm a junior, so extracurriculars look good on my transcript. Can't wait to see this tone in my rear view. But I guess that's just my bad attitude speaking.
I had a bad attitude once. Look where that got me.
I don't think it was your perspective on Apex City that got you into trouble, Laser Blade. I think it was that you kept lasering things that weren't supposed to be lasered, like the Apex Apiary and Mayor Ledgewig.
Just because someone stumbles and loses their path doesn't mean they're lost forever.
No, whatever. You misspelled Valencia Chen's name on the second best catcher trophy.
There's no way. I'm the best at what I do, and what I do is very nice work.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Because I don't think Valencia Chi is a person.
Damn it.
Are you trying to erase your laser engraving by laser engraving over it?
This is advanced stuff. Okay. A real craft. You won't learn it at whatever fancy leather-elbowed college you're headed to.
Okay, you've got a lot going on here with you.
You don't know what it's like, Mimi. Nature made me cranky. Man replaced my bones with bones made of lasers.
How does that even work? What man? I mean, how are you even standing?
I'm sitting.
No, that doesn't come close to answering my question.
When Crab appears upon the scene, so does Captain Laserbeam.
Captain Laserbeam.
And I brought a friend.
Work friend. Philip Fathom.
Hi, Philip Fathom.
Hi, Mimi. Thank you for changing the investigative newsletter letterhead to better reflect the nautical values of the organization.
Well, if the investigative president can't tweak the letterhead with her boss drafting skills, then what good is she?
You didn't mention that you had drafting skills.
Oh, I do. Their boss.
You could have been helping me with this engraving the whole time.
I was helping you. I organized the trophies. What do you think, Philip Fathom?
They look a mess.
Mimi, how are these trophies even organized? Alphabetically? By height?
By preference?
So this trophy is your favorite?
No, the person receiving that trophy is my favorite.
Angel Fogelman.
Please don't read that. It's private.
What are you doing here, Captain Laserbeam? Not that I'm not happy to see you.
You've never been happy.
Neither have you.
I know.
Maybe you didn't hear what I said when I came in, Laser Blade. When crime appears upon the scene, so does me.
I heard you. I just don't follow. What crime, other than misspelling a name on one of these crummy trophies?
Okay, that's not a crime, and these trophies aren't crummy. Those ones are crummy. Crummy as the people they're inscribed to. Oh,
I don't like this side of you, Mimi.
You don't get to be the best catcher on the baseball squad by being dither-lilied. I call pitches, and I get strikes.
The pitcher gets strikes.
Really, the batter gets strikes.
Don't actually me! I am the deep sea detective. I opened a jar faster than an octopus this morning. He wanted my peanut butter, but he could not have it.
I got a lot more of these trophies to engrave, so I would appreciate it if you all would just, you know, amscray.
The only scramming I'm doing is with you held by your fuzzy scruff laser blade all the way to jail.
I'm rehabilitated, Captain Laserbeam. I'm not what they made me anymore. Here, let me stand up.
No funny business.
I'm putting my hands up.
Put those lasers down.
I can't.
Good God, man. Are those coming out of your knuckles? Like upper wrists? It's hard to see from here, and I'm not an anatomy doctor.
You're in pain every time.
You're lasering through the shed's roof.
The same roof you just busted through.
Yes.
Hang on.
Wait, you're really not trying to hurt anyone, are you?
If I wanted to hurt anyone, I wouldn't have to try.
That's not a no.
It's kind of right, but... Well, it seems like this was kind of a misunderstanding, though. Maybe the Adventure Couture's overreacted.
Laserblade is a criminal. What about... Well, there must be some sort of laser-related copyright infringement going on here.
Now, look, I'm really sorry to disagree with you on our first team-up, Philip Fathom, but lasers are for everyone.
Laser rage bubbling up.
What was that?
I don't like to be accused. You know what happens when you cage a laser?
Nothing.
You get a light beating.
Get down, Philip Fathom!
They're hitting each other with each other's lasers! What's the point, even?
Freeze laser!
Defrosting laser!
Keep your head down, Mimi. I'll put a stop to this. Fisherang!
Slicing laser!
My Fisherang!
Your toys aren't the only thing getting laser today, semi-amphibious knight.
Oh, my eyes! Oh, my vision is fixed. I can see!
See this laser cage for Laser Blade!
Nice try. Laser snare removal. And now, for you two, laser snag.
Oh, we're trapped, and my laser beams are useless.
Must get out. Want to watch movies with subtitles? Now that vision is corrected.
Can't break free, but I must.
I'm 14. I'm probably naive, naive, naive.
Sometimes you just need to take more radical actions, actions, actions.
Memory of Adventure Couture's. Just what I needed. Just a little more.
She's like married to the bench.
Second best again.
No, memories too defeatist.
Remember harder. What would Apex City be without you? Without you.
Memory of Philip Fathom, almost enough.
Want to watch movies with subtitles? Subtitles.
So do I, chum!
My laser snag, undone by memory-based friendship-encouraging feedback. Impossible.
Nothing's impossible to Captain Laserbeam, except giving up. Protocol here is to freeze Laser the Perp, but we've already established that that won't work in this instance. Philip Fathom, would you mind?
I never mind meting out justice.
Couldn't he just laser right through those?
He could, but he won't, will he, Laser Blade? Because despite our differences, we both operate under the code of the laser, and the code of the laser is stronger than 100 laser. And also, I have my 100 lasers. Should he decide to raise a laser ruckus...
I'll behave.
You'll behave. In jail!
Wow. What a team-up. You know, I can't wait to write this up for the Investigatine Archives.
You should know, Mimi. Hannah Jean Gallucci is coming for you. Watch your back.
Wait, what do you mean? Coming for me? Like, to what extent? What are you talking about? What is he gonna do?
Then that's another vile villain vanquished by the light amplified adventurer, Captain Laserbeam, with the help of Philip Fathom. Until next time, sayonara, solid citizen.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.